Yeah, that song's kind of like my anthem today.
Yeah, I really feel that today for some reason. But my day got much better on my way over here.
Oh, yay!
I crop dusted in the hallway, and Peaches was behind me. It was awesome. Peaches. It was awesome. He was talking, and then he got quiet, and he might have passed out.
Went,
yeah, like, I'm not sure what happened.
I'm going to go the other way.
Yeah, it was great.
That, okay, I needed that. Thank you. You know what today needs to?
Yeah, I needed that too. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Justin just walked by. The day you were out, I let Justin control the bell.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Yeah, Justin's kind
of... it was just...
I've seen how he looks at the bell. Yeah.
It's terrifying.
It's dangerous.
I guess we can explain what's happening here and why we're ringing bells and being obnoxious.
Yeah, we should probably do that.
It's Wednesday. It's K-Bear Chaos Trivia Day.
Wow.
Powered by Costa Vida Fresh Mexican Grill.
How goes?
There's a reason why I don't sing.
Yeah, me too.
That was pretty bad. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Wait, Justin, come here. Ring this bell. Ring this bell for everybody. Just go ahead. Go. Just go. Wow. Now he's like, there we go.
There we go.
There's a face with it, too.
Right, that's fantastic.
Other hand.
Hold on, I'm moving the mic over.
There's a better wrist action here.
Okay.
There's the power.
Happy Wednesday, friends. Thank you, Justin. From Cannonball 101. Now he's got to go back and do his show.
Yep.
Well, every Wednesday, this is where we get two people on the phone. We ask them simple trivia questions and play this goofy little game. So I guess before it gets derailed anymore, we should bring on our contestant.
We probably should do that. Yeah.
Guess what, Tony?
Somebody's got to win these tacos. What?
They're both new nachos.
Two new nachos.
What?
Double new nacho. Holy cow.
We got Bruce up first. Bruce, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Beautiful. Bruce, you have told me that you have never played this game before, but you played a lot in your car. Is that correct?
I hear you guys on my way home from work every day, pretty much.
Awesome. I'm super excited you're playing. That's fun to have a new nacho on the phone. Now, do you beat out the other people when you're playing? Are you like, Bruce, before they even get their names in?
I'd say it's a solid 50-50.
Okay. All right, good.
At least he's honest.
Right?
I like that. Where are you calling from, Bruce?
Pocatello.
Okay.
All right, Pocatello on the board. Bruce, you are taking on Jim. Jim, can you hear us?
Yes.
Awesome. Jim, also a new nacho.
Okay, does Jim play along in his car?
Let's find out.
Jim?
Yes.
I was going to say, Jim, that's your cue.
Okay, so we have two new nachos, but they listen. They play along.
They practice.
So we're on an even playing field here, maybe.
Jim, do you normally beat out the other people when you're yelling in your car?
Yes.
Ooh,
oh.
There was more confidence there.
Uh-oh.
This is going to be fun.
Right.
Jim, where are you calling from?
Pocatello.
Okay.
Okay. A little Pocatello action.
Right.
So you guys can hear us down there? Is our signal a little meh?
Eh, it's been doing good the last few days. A few days before, it was a little bit sad.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah, yeah.
Brad is working on it. He's working really hard.
He's a very busy dude.
We do appreciate you guys telling us where the signal kind of sucks so we can keep track of that. But we're sorry, and it's being worked on, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's play this game. Since Bruce and Jim are new, let's explain the rules.
Okay.
All right, fellas, I am going to ask you guys simple trivia questions. You're going to shout out your name when you think you know the answer.
Bruce, Jim, Bruce.
Yes, yep. Beautifully done.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for me to call on you. First person to two correct answers will win a $20 gift card to Costa Vida Fresh Mexican Grill.
And what else?
A K-Bear t-shirt. I was going to say K-Bear hat. But now that I said K-Bear t-shirt, I think I got to throw in the t-shirt and the hat.
Oh, wow. Bonus. So
all
that's
right.
Good. That's not a bad
That'll
thing.
Be awesome.
Since I messed up, you get a bonus surprise. All right. Let's get the dramatic music going.
All right.
There's a third person who's been calling nonstop since I gave the cue to call, and I feel really bad.
They really want to play.
They really want to play. Like, they have not hung up. It's still ringing, Tony. But I'm sorry, Bruce and Jim are our contestants today.
Yeah, yeah. We can't do no more.
No, we can't
not
do
today.
That three-way.
No.
That was too stressful.
Too
All right. Bruce and Jim and Bruce, both from Pocatello, trying to win a $20 gift card to Costa Vida Fresh Mexican Grill, as well as K-Bear shirt and hat.
Wow. We need K-Bear pants. We need some.
Oh my god, like a whole sweats outfit. Would be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love K-Bear sweatpants.
You need to do that.
Let's go bother Jade. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, question number one. He's pumped. You guys ready? That's not the question. Question number one. I'm going to ask this one just because I want to get rid of it. Name one of the two states that doesn't observe daylight saving time.
Bruce.
Tim.
Wow, Bruce. Calm, cool, collected.
I was going to say, he leisurely rolled in with his name. Go ahead, Bruce.
Nevada.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know where my wall is. Hold on.
Oh.
That's actually incorrect.
Because I didn't know the answer.
Really?
But, yeah.
Yes. Surprisingly, there's only two states. Now, Bruce, don't say anything. Jim, don't say anything. I'm going to read the question in full to Jim because now he gets a chance to steal.
So curious what it is. Holy cow.
I want to say something, but that's a hint. I can't give it away. Okay, Jim, I'm going to read the question to you now. Name one of the two states that doesn't observe daylight saving time. No Googling.
Arizona and New Mexico.
Arizona is the correct answer. I was going to say, Bruce, you're close. It's Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah, they're right next door to each other.
Yeah. You were in the same region.
What's the other one?
Hawaii. Yeah. Wow. I didn't know if people would know that, and I wrote it down, and it's been on my list for like 3 months now.
Yeah, that's a good question. I have no idea.
I figured this weekend, since we're, what is it, jumping back, springing back, what is it? Falling back!
It's all dumb. We shouldn't do it either. It's dumb.
Idaho. Let's join Arizona and Hawaii.
Not smart enough for daylight saving.
Savory.
All right, so Jim on the board, but Bruce did get him first. We got an interesting game.
Yeah, we do.
Question number two. Bruce needs this to stay alive. Ooh, this one will be fun. Who is known as the King of Pop?
Bruce.
Jim.
Bruce again, just cool.
I love the way he says it. He's like, Bruce. Bruce, go ahead. What's the answer?
That would be Michael Jackson.
That would be correct.
Actually, it's Nevada. That's the answer to that. Nevada is the King of Pop.
I'm sure the King of Pop has performed in Nevada.
Oh, I'm sure he has.
Are we saying Nevada? Because I say Nevada. Am I going to get yelled at?
I say Nevada, too.
He said Nevada, too, so I'll just go with Nevada. That sounds good to me. I don't know.
I don't know either anymore. Jim was in there, but Bruce got it first.
So we got, what is this, a tie?
We got ourselves a game!
Holy cow.
That hurt to yell. Please don't judge me. All right, the final question for the win. Question number three. And we'll go with this one, even though it hurts a little. In sports, what does MVP stand for?
Bruce.
Ooh.
Is that a tie?
Oh, my goodness.
Is that a tie?
That was a crazy tie, dude.
Was that a tie? Okay.
I heard, like, Bruce. I can't judge that. I don't know.
We're going to go with a tie on that one. There's no way.
Wow.
The answer is most valuable player.
Most valuable player.
In sports. Astros lost last night in the World Series, so we did not get any sort of MVPs.
So we're going to what? Is this number four?
This is question number four.
Wow.
I think this is the longest game we've had.
Yeah, this is long.
I like it. All right. This should be a good one. For the win, Bruce versus Jim. What is the capital of the United States of America?
Bruce.
Jim.
That one was clear.
That one was Bruce. Go ahead, Bruce.
That would be Washington, D.C.
That would be correct!
You guys were both awesome.
Good game, guys.
Two MVPs
today. Was such a good game.
That was a great game.
That might be one of our best games.
I had fun.
Didn't know where it was going to go. It was like watching the World Series all over again. Only nobody broke my heart this time.
Right?
Congrats to Bruce. Jim, you played a great game.
Thank you.
Because I like this game so much, I'm going to hook you up with a t-shirt too, Jim. So hang on the phone for me.